the person they were interviewing with, you know, about fell off their chair when the student said that they had put their hands on an ERP software. Yeah, they'd never heard that from a candidate before. Most of the ERP platforms are so complex and they have so many moving parts that it's not only difficult to unpack the content of what they're made of, but also it's cost prohibitive to even open the door to some of those packages. And I think that maybe that's in part because Odoo came out of an open source background. There's just a lot of content out there.
Welcome back to Planet Odoo. If you're just joining us for the first time, we are happy to have you. And if you're tuning in, well, you already know we're happy to have you back. Whether you're a business owner, entrepreneur, customer, partner, or someone interested in Odoo, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Amelia, and we are back in the Buffalo office with Bill Ritchie. Except Bill is actually joining us from James Madison University, which is in Virginia, where he teaches supply chain management and strategic management. I've had the pleasure of working with him to figure out how we can get Odoo into the classroom and used by students on a macro level. So let's jump in, let's hear what he has to say, and let's see how you can bring Odoo to the classroom. So thank you so much for joining us today. Bill, it's great to have you.
Hey, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how is it down in Virginia at JMU?
Oh, it's wonderful. We're you mean as far as weather today or as far as the actual institution?
I guess both.
Well, we just finished a nice ice storm, which kept some of the students back home, during exam week here. But overall, things are going really well. It's been a fantastic semester. My classes have had some amazing visits from folks like you with Odoo, and we've had Target and Chick-fil-A and a number of other companies stop in and talk about their supply chain issues with my students. We've also had a lot of fun working with inventory and packing this most recent container we sent out to Ukraine to help some of the hospitals there. So, yeah, overall, it's been a great semester.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. What age group are you guys working with for these projects? Is this undergraduate level or graduate?
Yeah, this is undergrad, and most of the students are juniors or seniors.
Okay.
And it's part of a interdisciplinary supply chain minor at the school. So actually, there are three required classes. I teach one of the first classes among those three. And then the students fill out the minor with a few other electives. And it's really cross platform. It's designed to include students from engineering and other majors within the College of Business. So it's a lot of fun to get these different perspectives, from the students, but also, you know, we try to cross pollinate with multiple majors and the concept of supply chain.
Oh, wow. Where do some of your students end up after kind of a minor like that?
Well, we've got, I had a kind of end of semester dinner with some of the ASCM club. The president of the club just took a job with IBM. We've got another student that's working for a company, Daikin, down here in Virginia. Some go into warehouse management. Amazon is one of them. And as you might imagine, you know, we're within about 2 hours of most of the activity within Northern Virginia. So some end up in Department of Defense, entry-level positions as well in, other areas of consulting, like with Deloitte.
Wow. So are there any other professors at the university kind of doing what you're doing and introducing Odoo in their classrooms?
Well, at Current, I'm the only one that I'm aware of in the College of Business. We have about 5,500 students and with more than, 140 faculty. So I've just introduced Odoo a couple of years ago. And I don't know of any others. I'm working currently with a professor in the engineering department to expand our reach now to include the PLM app. And another professor actually in the information systems department heard about what I'm doing in my class, and he's looking at my current publication about how to integrate this in a class. So we'll probably shortly have at least two or three more professors in the next calendar year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So you mentioned this a little bit, but the way that you introduced Odoo in the classroom. So I know there's something that you kind of use as a teaching aid, and it's kind of like our scale-up business game. Could you explain that a little bit? I think that's a really cool resource that you guys use.
Yeah. Well, I used scale-up for at least three semesters, you know, and just kind of cherry-picking certain Odoo apps out of the box. And that was going so well, and the students were so familiar with the logical process that Odoo Scale-Up works through. I thought I would take that same basic concept of having a you know, kind of a real life exercise for the students, where they have a task and then they have to respond to people that you know, have like an image built up within the card deck. And I'm doing that same thing with the local business here. So it's been a lot of fun. I use kind of the same format as Scale-Up, so that the students, once they've gone through Scale-Up, there's no big surprises, but it's just another level of detail and maybe real life, where we have a client actually come in the classroom, and then they, you know, to introduce the need for ERP, and then they come back later for the student presentations. So it's kind of a live version of Scale-Up. That's the best way I could describe it.
Yeah. And how long does this project usually last with the students?
It's about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I have an introduction to the client in the first week of application. And then the students go to task on it for 2 weeks. And then in the third week, there's a presentation. And it's almost like a competitive presentation where the client kind of scores what he saw in the presentations from the students. And then he says which one of those presentations, you know, he thought was the most compelling. And all around, you know, all the teams are winners because they get good feedback from the process.
Oh, wow. So they're kind of managing a lot of different things with the, you know, customer relationship, building out and doing all the technical stuff, and then, you know, designing the system specifically to the customer too, which is a lot of what we do here at Odoo. So that's really awesome. Do any of your students want to come work for Odoo?
Yeah, they've talked about that. And actually, we've connected them with you guys, as we know.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, we'd love to have them. I mean, they're doing what we do here every day, which is really awesome. So this has been really cool. And we've gotten to know each other better because you've been using Odoo for close to 5 years. So would you mind explaining, you know, just what brought you to Odoo and how you were introduced to it?
Yeah, well, the introduction came through an engineer friend working with a company out west that basically they focused on working with open source softwares. And I was talking to him about other ERP platforms and how challenging it was to bring something like an ERP platform into a classroom when, you know, you don't have a university budget for something like this. And it's deep waters, of course, with so many different apps. And he mentioned Odoo to me. So that's the first I've heard of it. That was about 6 years ago. And he was working with it from the perspective of, you know, being able to customize ERP software solutions for companies as a consultant. And so I took the next step and contacted you guys. And shortly thereafter, I received the scale-up game in a large box from Belgium. So it was exciting. The next semester, I basically, you know, picked some of the pieces of the scale-up game and shared it with my students.
Wow. So I know that, you know, JMU actually uses some other ERPs or other softwares within kind of their ecosystem of softwares. Why, you know, decide to use Odoo specifically and not one of the existing kind of softwares?
Well, first of all, I think an important component in introducing anything into a 16-week semester is ease of the learning curve, right? So, you know, I needed something that I could introduce the students to within, you know, within a week or two and actually have some outcomes in a very short period of time. Because, you know, after all, an introduction to supply chain class is not a ERP software course where we're designed to turn out software engineers, right? Or you know, purchasing agents and that kind of thing. But we do want to teach about the softwares that are in the marketplace. So what had happened, though, is most of the ERP platforms are so complex and they have so many moving parts that it's not only difficult to unpack the content of what they're made of, but also it's cost prohibitive to even open the door to some of those packages. So that was the big challenge. And what I think really unique about Odoo is, I had my students spinning up their own database within one day, within a class period. And the other great feature that I've enjoyed is that the database stays live for upwards of 8 to 10 months. And that's another great piece that I was attracted to, is the students then can see the results of their work in my class, but then it remains online for them. And they've a number of my students actually have shared with me how they've showcased the website they developed or the e-commerce site in an interview.
Wow. That's really awesome. And that's really what the education kind of program was kind of designed for. And for those of you who don't know, who are listening and don't know much about our education program, this is something that's fairly new to the North Am region and as well Latin America. And we offer the software for free to students in universities for, teaching programs such as this one. And this is an awesome example of kind of how people make the most out of it. I'm curious, what's the feedback you get from your students when they use this kind of software? Like, are they engaged? Do they like it?
Yeah, they do. And there's two key parts to that. Number one, they see for the first time how all the different software components integrate together. That's difficult to illustrate, even if you could come up with a model with, combining programs like, Microsoft Access and various other database platforms, as well as word processing and project management, and let's say some inventory tools. All of these things are easy to access and visualize within the Odoo platform. The second big piece is, I heard even as recent as last night at our celebration dinner with the students that one student came to me all excited and said the person they were interviewing with at a fairly large company, about fell off their chair when the student said that they had put their hands on an ERP software. They'd never they'd never heard that from a candidate before, that students are actually working with an ERP software. So just the exposure alone has been, I would say, almost priceless to the students. I've had three or four stories like that in their interviews just this semester, where the students have been so excited that they knew something about ERP that surprised their person interviewing
them. Right, and set them apart, which is
exactly
the goal for us, honestly, is if we can get everybody using it, it just really makes it that much better when you're going into the job market, and better for employers to see that kind of thing on someone's resume. Yeah. That's really awesome. I wanted to ask you, what are kind of the main goals for your students, when you're using Odoo, the things that you really want them to be able to get out of it or map, besides obviously, being able to go to employers and say they've worked with an ERP?
I think the first thing is understanding the integration component of multiple pieces. As I mentioned before, having them understand how a system works. And the other thing too, a lot of the students that are looking at supply chain may not necessarily be highly technically oriented, but they're good big picture and strategists.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's a big part of this too, where you're exposing the big picture management folks to a technology that they might otherwise pass off as just being for the IT folks. So I think that's a big confidence builder. So that's the second big piece for me, is to build their confidence in their ability to digest and understand a fairly complex ecosystem, right? With this. And, I would think a third one is the practical application. I more now than ever, supply chain needs to be rooted in practice. We've got plenty of theory and ideas about, sourcing and all manner of bullwhip effects and whatnot, but to actually augment that with something practical, as a skill, like understanding ERP, that was a big part of this for me too. And then the other aspect is on the, I guess, building off of the practical side, yeah, is this something that, that companies can actually use immediately without, you know, significant budgetary considerations? And I was definitely attracted to the notion of, you know, the modular aspect of this, like practically speaking. So yeah, if I'm teaching a consultant, a future consultant in my class about a software like this, you know, they can build this out and, you know, kind of grow with the company that they're consulting with, that they don't have to, you know, buy into just a massive platform that, that has tools that might not ever be used or maybe used in 10 years.
Right. Yeah, I actually, another feature, I don't know if you've heard this, but most recently we had our Odoo experience in Belgium. And one of the new things that kind of came out of that was our new pricing model. And now companies who are subscribers can actually get access to every single application under one cost. So now more and more companies will have access to all of the applications, but still be able to take advantage of that modular feature and download the applications that are, you know, relevant to their business, and turn on the features that are, you know, relevant to their workflows, but have access to all the applications. So I think that's going to be really great for customers, and a lot of people are already taking advantage of that, and students such as yours that now know how to use so many different apps and in so many different verticals and see how they work together, that's going to be a huge advantage.
Yeah, no doubt.
You brought this up because you were talking about customization. Is that something you have the students use, like take advantage of our studio application or go into the back end, or are you having them use this software out of the box?
They are using the software out of the box. And I guess if you think in terms of scale up, it's literally out of the box. You know, so they take 1 week on scale up. And I pick selected apps from there too, just to keep the environment fairly simple so they can understand, again, how these pieces fit together. So for instance, I, you know, have them focus on things like purchasing, inventory, sales, project management. You know, they explore e-commerce and website. And then after they're familiar with that through the cards, that's when they jump into my sort of custom project with our local client here. So, and that's where the, you know, I'm working with a local organization called Madison Automotive Apprentices. It's a nonprofit. They work with restoration of classic cars. And the owner, Cole Scroggum, has been amazing and just coming into the classes and sharing with the students, and then the students visit his property. You know, they look at his business for a couple hours, and then he comes back again into class to see their presentations.
Wow. No, I mean, that's a really cool hands-on application. I guess the question that I think a lot of people are going to ask after hearing all of that is, are they an Odoo customer already? have they implemented the software yet?
No, we've talked extensively about that, and actually that might be the next aspect of my classroom integration with that business. So I think that's up and coming.
Yeah, the budding implementation specialist can set it up for the company themselves.
Yeah,
Odoo's exactly. Going to be out of business. that's so funny. So the next thing I want to jump into is just kind of some advice for other professors who may be looking at the Odoo platform. And I think you've given us a great background into how you got involved and what are the pros of using it. But I wanted to ask, what, you know, advice do you have for anybody who might be looking to get started with Odoo in their classroom? Any steps they should take, things they should think about and such?
I think the first thing is having the proper perspective on what you're going to cover in the course, and to take baby steps with it. And that's where, as I'd mentioned earlier, we began with just using the scale up game, and even within the scale up game, small pieces of that. So, you know, I pulled out a half a dozen apps. And then built off of that with each implementation in the course. So really, for the first couple of semesters, it was just a matter of scale up and again managing the expectations of the students and letting them know that this is really all about becoming fluid in the technology and the knowledge of the terminology in ERP. So just those two things alone, you know, when they're clarified with the students, it kind of sets them at ease. You know, they're really just there to learn some new terms and to get their hands on the technology. And that also helped me get familiar with the software. So, you know, you don't have to, you know, tackle this whole thing in a semester and devote all kinds of classroom time to it. You could do this as simply in just one or two class meetings, really, and a couple, you know, maybe homework assignments where the students go through scale up and then, you know, they finish up and say, yeah, I understand what ERP is now. So I think that's where I would start is picking some simple apps, and just getting students to create a database alone is a, you know, I would say is a great talking point for future interviews and even their own knowledge.
Yeah. How did you find was the best way for you to learn the software before teaching it or, you know, while teaching it? How did you tackle learning it yourself?
I did it while teaching it. So I went through Scale Up myself, and then I just walked the students through exactly what I did with Scale Up. And then the students' questions usually drove most of my learning with this. So once again, and I think all professors are stretched in terms of time and resources, mm-hmm. you know, between teaching, research, and service at their universities or colleges. So just taking those baby steps and saying, look, I'm just going to learn a couple of these apps, and even just getting a database created and then putting it aside for the next semester, and then add another piece, and then the next semester. And you know, again, I did not start out with a 3 or 4 week project 5 years ago. You know, I started out with a couple basic lectures and said, here's what it is. And then when I found the students liked it, I started, of course, moving forward with a deeper knowledge and then eventually writing a case about it.
Yeah, I think, you know, that answers a lot of the bigger questions that I get within the education program is, you know, how much of my time is it going to take? Or when it comes to scale up, how long does it take to teach scale up from beginning to end? Or how long should I reserve in my classroom? And you know, a lot of the times I can say, you know, when we use scale up here at Odoo, it varies depending on how much time we want to spend and which of the modules within scale up we choose to do. So I think it's great to hear from somebody who knows how long it might take to use scale up or to learn the software themselves before, you know, with the education program.
That's right. It can be overwhelming to look at all of the offerings. And that's, I think, the beauty of scale up too. If you take those cards out of the box or look at the online resource in the PDF document, you can just pick a few apps and, you know, really the first two or three cards talks about spinning up the actual database. And then you just jump into downloading a couple apps, and you know, you could stop there in one semester, you know, and just do a one or two class, you know, lecture on it, and then again build out from there. I think that's actually the biggest barrier to adoption of new technologies is the professor's perspective of how much time it's going to take.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? So if you kind of get past that and say, you know what, I'm going to spend one class on this and just kind of test this thing out. You know, I was just amazed at how much the students picked up from even just one or two basic lectures on this, you know, and just jumping into a couple of the web pages from Odoo, which, you know, nicely lays out some of that flow, too, of what the apps are. And, you know, you'll have a number of students in the classes see some of the names on the different apps, and that in itself will tap into interests that your students have. So for instance, you know, I've had an engineering student, he saw PLM on the apps. Well, I normally might not consider PLM. I'd be focused on, like I said, maybe the e-commerce and the sales or project management, but that one student's interest in PLM sparked my interest. And now I'm working with an engineering professor on integrating PLM into my stuff.
Right,
so
right.
That's, you could almost let the students drive some of this because there's so many different apps that touch on the things that the students are studying.
That's such an interesting point you make, because I guess I don't necessarily always get to work directly with the students, because I work mostly with, you know, the professors or the department people. But that's so interesting to think that, you know, they might see the word PLM or sales and want to know more and want to take it on themselves to kind of learn that. Are there any other resources that they found or you found to be really, really helpful that Odoo provides?
Well, I hear repeatedly the online resources from Odoo. Really, that's, you know, and the students are already well versed in looking at YouTube videos, and so, you know, just the YouTube videos alone out there from Odoo, you know, a lot of the curated content as well as, you know, add-on content, that sets up a pretty nice self-study environment for this. So that's the other plus, really. It's, you know, this isn't a situation where they'll be lacking for resources. It's out there on the internet. It's easily accessible. And I think that maybe that's in part because Odoo, you know, came out of an open source background.
Right.
So there's just a lot of content out there, more than what you would need.
Right. No, that's very true. And I think when I work with a lot of professors, they're surprised generally about how much is available free online. And I'm like, no, I'm really not gatekeeping any of this information. It's all available on our YouTube channel and e-learning platform. And you can take it upon yourself to learn the software if you want. And that's always a big eye-opener, though overwhelming, which I can understand. Have you been able to take advantage of any of the new features in version 16 since that was released in October?
No, we're working with version 15 and earlier because we kicked off this class in August, you know, August of 2022 here. But I'm excited to consider some of those for the spring term.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what the students have to say and if they catch on to anything and if they like something or if they if they don't.
Yeah, no, definitely. We'll give you feedback on that.
Oh, that's so funny. So as far as your scale-up game that you kind of created, are there any plans to, you know, update it for version 16 or, you know, kind of bring any new companies on board and create more content like that?
Yes, and actually my plan is to revise and add to it. It's an ebook format, and I put it up on Amazon, so it's... I basically, every semester break, I'm working with the local organization here and updating it, and I'll probably be adding a few more modules to it as well. For instance, PLM is probably going to be up and coming very soon. And so that's going to be a work in process, and I specifically planned on an ebook so that I could make edits on the fly, knowing how much the technology changes. And really, though... The ebook is not a a software step by step. It's more of an overview of ERP and then a case by case get your hands on the software after reviewing the scale up game. So I just conveniently put the link of the most recent scale up game, you know, in the ebook. So that'll always be current. And the stuff that I create is almost benign to the different versions because it's just kind of walking you through some basic processes that would happen in a business, whether it's create a website or sales, et cetera.
Yes, no, that is correct. And version 16 scale up did actually recently go live on our website. So that is available to anyone who wants it. As well, I'll be linking the ebook that we're talking about in this episode so that anybody can see this version of the scale up game, especially if they work with supply chain in their programs or anything else that has sparked their interest. I have a fun question for you only because it was asked to me recently, but would you retire as an Odoo consultant?
Well, actually, the fun in something like that is learning so many different aspects of business. I teach strategic management, and my biggest goal in that class is teaching the students how all the pieces of a business, or the silos, if you will, are actually interconnected, right? And, you know, some have used the buzzword here, silo busters. That was something that one of the engineering professors just mentioned to me last week. And I thought, you know, that's a great summary for you know, the way I view business. You know, you really want to help people understand that there really aren't silos. It's only it's the people that create the silos. Our job is to make sure that the silos are all connected as they should be in a business, right? So I think with Odoo, I think the fun for me in the future would be to learn more about both how silos are created, both in people's minds and in the business, and then how they can be maybe dismantled and integrated with the whole, right, through software like this. You know, getting people to see the real picture of how things are actually operating here. So there's another side, kind of a side note on this. It was through my work with Odoo that I began to understand more about how a business simulation that I use in my strategy class is really very much an ERP type program. So I'm even using this in my strategy classes, you know, talking to students saying, hey, look, you know, this simulation you're doing is like an ERP. Let me show you what an ERP software looks like, you know, and then I'll point to Odoo. So yeah, it's right. Really kind of breaking down those silos, right? And that's really what's, I think that's the backbone.
Oh yeah, making it a lot more accessible. Because you know, you say the word ERP and nobody necessarily gets it, but the second you break it down even a little bit, people are like, oh, okay, yeah, just everything's connected. Yeah. You know, you're talking to a customer or you're talking to a friend, and it just really breaks that down. And one of the fun things when I came to visit your class in Virginia was, you know, getting to see how excited the students were to kind of show off the interconnectedness or the things they were able to trigger within the system where it was all connected and everything worked. And that's the big fun of it. That's that, you know, or when I speak to businesses and they say, well, now I have to create this invoice. And it's like, well, actually, the system already did because you told it to. And these are all just kind of very exciting things that you see in other systems, as you said, but is really just makes it so much more accessible when it's brought to you in the way that Odoo brings it.
Yeah, I think you said that well. It's the learning curve and basically the kind of the ramp up of this is so quick. You know, that's super attractive.
No, I agree. And I really do thank you for kind of explaining this, just because, you know, with someone with so much experience, and as we're ramping up a program like this in North America and LATAM, it is really cool to see what people are doing and those kind of beginner steps. I think that's the scariest part for a lot of the people that I speak with about bringing in a program like this, because there is so much available, but they are worried it will take, you know, so much to get it done. So thank you for explaining all of this, and thank you so much for joining us and kind of breaking it down.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Yeah. And again, I just would emphasize with the implementation of this, if you kind of keep a perspective of wanting to learn from the students, I think that's a big draw for this too. That'll help it just be a really smooth process for introducing this, whether you take a deep dive into all the apps or you're just looking at teaching the students how to create a database.
I mean, I pitched it to your students, but if any of them want to move to Buffalo, New York and join us in the cold, or to San Francisco and join our teams, I think it would be so cool if they did so.
Oh, yeah. We thank you for that opportunity. And I'm really looking forward to having you back in the spring.
Yes, very excited. Would you consider bringing the students to us and having them come to our offices?
I would. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to bring it to a close and just let everyone know again that I will be linking the scale-up game that we've been talking about during this episode into the description below so that you can see the ebook. And then if you would like to talk about the education program, you can go to odoo.com/education to get started with the program. Thank you again, Bill.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's my cue. Thank you for joining us today. And if you liked it, take a look at some of the other episodes above. We have tons of other stuff. Talk to any expert from the Belgian team or join me and talk to more people from NorthAM. Go check out all of our episodes on your favorite streaming platform and come back. Bye, guys.